Audiobook fragment. The Suicide Kind. Why We Are All Doomed, and You Too. Author, Bart Floss. Publication date, February 1st, 2025. Introduction. In 2015, I published my fifth book, Verwickichgen vor Gevorderden, Futurology for Fanatics, Hope for the Future of Man, Ape, and Mother Planet. It is an easy-to-read book with the same structure as its predecessor, Dekennis Gurmis, The Knowledge Fair, Surviving in an Ocean of Information. Short chapters of about 800 words, with QR codes to TED, X, Talks, neat pictures, and numerous references to other interesting books. In Futurology for Fanatics, I not only discuss the major problems of humanity, but I also provide hopeful solutions. By daring to look 100, 1,000, and even 10,000 years ahead, I sketch a picture of the unlimited possibilities that Homo sapiens has to shape its own future. The ultimate objective? Preserving our planet to prepare it as a home base for the exploration of the cosmos. I remember someone calling me a naive idealist back then. I defended that with fervor at the time, replying that I preferred to call myself an incorrigible optimist. Yeah, yeah, was the response, dream on. But it was true. I was positioned on a comfortable pink cloud and peeked through rose-colored glasses, which turned out to be a cold, metal telephoto lens and microscope. It wasn't until I got into my helicopter, started flying as high as I could, and started looking down from far above that the scales fell from my eyes. Fast forward to 2022. Since the publication of Futurology for Fanatics in 2015, about 1 billion people have been added to the world population. We went from 7.2 billion to 8.2 billion people. We have emitted another 330 gigatons of CO2. 1 gigaton is 1 billion tons, and atmospheric CO2 has risen from 399 to 422 ppm, parts per million. As an indication of the concentration of a substance, a catastrophic rise from the 200 to 300 ppm variants over the past 800,000 years. That has transformed me from an incorrigible optimist to a confrontialist, someone who confronts his environment head-on with truth and reality, hard science, with observation, research, facts, and evidence. Over the past 2 years, extensive research has led me to author my sixth book, my magnum opus, in which I integrate all my previous work. Demens ALS Grens, Our Inner Limits, on the Unbending Barriers of Being, is much less hopeful, unfortunately, but it still contains solutions, albeit the last solutions that are left. I'm sorry that I don't share hopeful dreams about the human species this time, which first preserves its planet and then seeks refuge among the stars. But it's time we recognize, acknowledge, and confess to what we are, social group primates and hunter-gatherers who are great at survival and reproduction, at the expense of everything and everyone. It's the nature of the beast. Fast forward to 2024. When I delivered the final manuscript of Our Inner Limits to my publisher in October 2022, I could not have imagined how quickly things would get so much worse. The year 2023 is the year we pass the elbow of the exponential curve. This implies that from now on, events with the environment, biodiversity, and climate will no longer follow a relatively linear path, but a chaotic, totally unpredictable one. In the 16 months following the publication of my sixth book, I wrote 1,500 word posts on LinkedIn, about 60 a month, 2 a day. In order not to let them get lost in the endless timelines of social media, I have included them in 11 addenda to Our Inner Limits in book form, 4 in Dutch and 7 in English. The Suicide Kind is a summary of the latter 4 of 11 addenda and aims to put the finger even more clearly on the sore spot. We behave like an ignorant, short-sighted, and stupid form of life, a suicide kind. In this book, I will accompany you on that accelerating path of decline, and together we take a journey from ignorance via climate change to overconsumption and collapse. I would have liked to tell you a different story, but it's not 2015 anymore. It's not 1970 anymore either, when we still could have done something. Or 1990, pretty much humanity's last chance to avoid collapse. I was forced to give up the hopeful future of man, ape, and mother planet for a much less hopeful one, hence the subtitle, Why We Are All Doomed, and You Too. Be that as it may, I sure hope you will stick with it and work your way through this, perhaps, somewhat ominous book, because it's a story that needs to be told. Science, truth, and reality are now telling us that we have actually waited too long, that it is too late. Collapse is now inevitably embedded in the system. With the suicide kind, I aim to arm you with facts and evidence and to provide you with the latest insights from the scientific community. However, above all, I aim to make you and your loved ones more resilient to what is coming. Because our future is no longer several hundred years away. Our future will not wait for us somewhere in the next century either, or at the end of the century, or in 2070 or 2050. Our future already takes place in the next 10 years. To conclude, I won't wish you much reading pleasure. I wish you a lot of wisdom and strength instead. Please note, this is one of 4 audiobook fragments from my book, The Suicide Kind. You can also listen to Read This First, about this book, and to the epilogue. Thank you.